Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, July 16th. A beautiful day in L.A. after a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back here.
It's
yes,
hot out.
We are. It is already?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't feel that hot when I came in. But
it's been nice at night, though. Like, it's not, like, blazing hot.
Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty much summer. We can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go along. And it depends where you live. You know, here in the valley, it's pretty hot.
Right.
It gets hotter as you go west here. I don't know why, but it does. So I go to Woodland Hills. It's like 10 degrees higher than here.
That's
and
wild.
We're both in the valley, you know. So I don't understand what's going on. Yeah. So good week ahead of us. And, well, I don't know why I think that, but it seems like a good idea.
It's always a good week.
Right. I mean, you know, on Monday you want to be positive about what's going on in your life.
Especially on Monday.
Yeah, I know. And I did get some rest this weekend, but not as much as I would like to. Yesterday I worked all fucking day, man.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, that was terrible, but not really. But I love working, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I can't sit in one place for too long. You know, so I go crazy.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I get I get freak out. I mean, unless it's
my
bed
like
or my bedroom.
Yeah, restless or something. Yeah.
But I can stay in, like, I think that guy is Ronan in there. Some guy wants his package signed.
Oh, the package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have him bring it in. Okay, do you need a signature?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. We got a delivery here. My name is Sam. Okay. Here, I'll sign here for you. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, deliveries. We have to wear several hats here, and it's a good thing that we're here.
They
wouldn't have left the package, you know? They're crazy sometimes. I don't understand.
You require signature confirmation on your stuff, obviously.
Not all of them. It depends who the carrier is,
gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think if, I did finish watching Coco.
I haven't even started.
And I was disappointed, I gotta say. You know, I was expecting something big to happen.
I know.
Nothing big happened.
I promised myself, like, yesterday I could have definitely watched it.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that I've been watching movies I've already seen before.
Really?
Yeah, so all weekend I've watched movies that are, like, my fave. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen this in so long.
Really?
Yeah, instead of
like
watching.
Like what, for example?
Life as We Know It.
Uh-huh.
That's such a good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like a love film.
So oh,
like
okay.
Yeah, I basically watch
chick
love.
Flick.
Yeah, I watch chick flicks all weekend.
Oh,
but
really?
But chick flicks I've already seen, so I watch no new movies.
Why, are you like longing for romance or what's going on?
I always am.
Yeah, right.
It's never happening. Not anytime soon. Fuck that. That lady that came in and said 30 to 31 was going to be my year of love. Really, lady? Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're already like 4 months in.
Well, we'll see.
Disappointing.
Yeah, don't listen to anybody, man. It's all bullshit, I told you. All this psychic stuff. You
right.
know.
And my friend comes in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
Thursday night.
Should we make room for her on Friday?
Yeah, I already told her. I already told her she's coming to work.
Oh, okay. So
bring your friend to work day.
Yeah, on Friday.
On Friday.
We'll unveil her and her... her story, whatever her story is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. So, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I didn't do much. Friday night I stayed in. Saturday I went out. And every time I go out, it's just like, ugh. The next day I'm like a useless piece of shit. Like,
you can't help yourself.
No, and I did what you did. No, I definitely didn't have. Well, I had 2 drinks at like 9 p.m.
Mm.
And then we were like, okay, we're not going out anymore. And then we were like, no, we're definitely going to go out. So we ended up going out. And I only had... 1 drink in the club. And
really?
I was like,
that's all?
Yeah, and it was like separated by hours. And I stopped drinking at 2 at the after party. Everyone kept offering me drinks. I said no, being a responsible
that's nice.
Adult.
Yeah.
And Sunday, I literally like felt like I couldn't do anything.
Wow.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I did nothing.
Yeah.
So show the apartment.
Well, that's okay sometimes to do nothing. I mean, that's what weekends are for, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like my everyday life. Honestly. And we had two people come to see the apartment yesterday. I like both of them, but one of them was not even 21 yet. So I was like, no, he's out.
Yeah.
I'm not living with a child. I'm a grown ass woman.
Well, aren't they supposed to be adults at 18?
He's 19.
Okay.
That, yeah, that's not happening. Like, no. How are you, like...
No, I mean, really, I don't think so. I don't think they're grown by 21.
No, I don't even... Men are still immature. My dad is still fucking immature, okay? Men never grow up, literally.
That's bullshit.
They might be more responsible.
Yeah,
that's part of growing up. A 19-year-old is not grown up.
No, they're not grown up. I mean, that's... You know, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that we make 18 like the age for adults, you know, but it's not really.
Well, back in the day, that's when you were able to like drink and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why they just never changed the adult age. They just changed the drinking age, which I think it should be 18 because everyone's doing it anyway at that age.
Right.
So you might as well just like
kids. I mean, shit, people in their 20s are like kids, you know? Yeah.
I just started choking on my coffee, everyone, but I'll be fine.
That's okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so we have the Maxim Hot 100 party on Saturday. I have nothing to wear.
Maxim Hot 100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that like a competition or something?
No,
or?
You know what Maxim is, right?
They rank, magazine, men's magazine.
So every year they have the Hot 100 party.
Okay.
And it's just like hot girls and hot guys. It's like the biggest party in LA of the summer. And I have nothing to wear.
But you're invited.
Yeah. I mean, I got a plus one, so that's why she flew out this weekend.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So you're well connected. I mean, you get into places.
Sometimes. Then other times, no.
Yeah, well, at least you know how to do it and to try and stuff.
Right.
So that's cool. I would never even know where to start to get an invitation for something like that. But not that I'd want to go, really.
Right.
You know.
So it's another excuse for everyone to get drunk.
You hoping to find a husband there?
No. I feel like I see that Middle Eastern guy I used to date everywhere. I saw him on Saturday. I know he's going to be at the Maxim Hot 100 party.
So it must be that young people all hang out in the same place.
It's just like everyone runs in the same circles. Right. So there's like no escaping somebody whose dick you saw.
Right.
It's
so
like no escaping
you keep seeing them everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went to the club on Saturday and these guys invite us to their table, which is right next to his table.
Uh-huh.
And there's this guy that was like relentlessly hitting on me and he was staring all night. Like, I can see you staring.
Yeah.
I know you're staring. So then he was like talking to like not cute chicks. And I was like laughing because I'm like, he's obviously upset. So at the end of the night, like we were waiting for our car to go to the after party with the guys that we sat at their table with. And he walks out. So I go up to him and I just stand right next to him. Uh-huh. And he's smiling ear to ear. I go, so how come you can smile when it's just me and you? But like in person, you try to act tough.
Right.
And he starts laughing. I go, see, there he is. Yeah. I go, that's how you should be. I go, why do you have to be mean all the time? He goes, I'll try to be nicer. I go, but you have no reason not to be nice.
Yeah, he plays games.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, so he's annoying.
What's wrong with people?
He looks really good, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that takes the...
The dickhead away? No, it doesn't.
No.
I'm pathetic. I'm so pathetic.
Well, you do it because you can. You try to hurt people too, right?
No, never. No? That's not my thing. Like when I'm into somebody, there's no, I don't go out of my way to like make you jealous or anything like that.
Just if you're defending yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm defending myself, I'll rip you to shreds for sure. Like I've definitely said some awful things to him before, but that's only because he put me on defense mode.
Right.
I'd never be that way if you were nice, a nice human being.
Right.
Like I go, why can't you just smile and we could be great friends?
Right.
Like I go.
But have you heard of just like moving on, you know?
When I see
you
him
like shit,
everywhere.
Yeah, but you can ignore him.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, and it would probably work in my advantage if I just ignored him.
Yeah.
If I said nothing.
For sure, you know. Mm-hmm. It's weird though, because I think in LA, you probably never run into the same people twice.
Oh,
right?
I see as soon as I meet someone, it's like I see them
you
everywhere.
See them everywhere.
Before
right?
I met you, probably would have never, ever noticed your existence. But now that we've met. Right. I see you everywhere.
Now you recognize
Yeah, them. Even people that I haven't slept with. It's like just guys that I've met randomly. I'm like, oh, here's that guy again.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's all the same people going out to the same place.
Yeah, and you can almost predict their schedule. Like if I really wanted to bump into this guy, his schedule
just
is...
just go there.
Friday, he goes to Tao or Hyde. Saturday is Tao and Avenue. And then Sunday is Highlight Room and Liaison. And I tell him all the time, if I was really a crazy bitch, I would just go everywhere you were going, because I know exactly where you're going to be every single weekend.
Right.
And he starts laughing. He goes, how do you know my schedule? I'm like, because you're so predictable.
Now, let me ask you this. All these guys that go out so much and they probably buy drinks for women and stuff, where did they get all this money?
A lot of them have money.
From
and then
where?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, the guy's table we were at was a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, full-blown, had his own personal driver. When I left the house party, he had his personal driver bring me home. I'm like, what does this guy do for a living?
Okay, so that's unusual. But what about the guy that, you know, you're talking about? That
he owns him and his brother own four restaurants.
Uh-huh.
And they just opened a fifth. So that's where they get their money.
So they go and they spend all their money on this bullshit.
But you know what it is? I think it's a group of their guy friends. And they have, like, a group chat. And they're probably like, hey, let's get a bottle at high tonight, and then they all split it. So at the end of the day, like a $5,000 tab split between
five people,
five dudes. It's
like,
it's not
that bad
each.
What do you mean it's not bad?
It's not as bad as just one dude
go out and spend a grand in one night.
Hey, I don't agree with it.
Yeah,
like I would
but
never.
But you think they do that?
Yeah, there's not one person at the table fronting that whole bill. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's nobody's doing that, because a bottle minimum just to sit down is $2,500. So you got to spend $2,500 worth of bottles just to even get a table.
Really?
And that's not including if you get more than that.
Wow.
Yeah, and the guy
Who the fuck does that, man?
The guy
There's
that,
so many better ways to spend your
yeah,
money.
Yeah, like
you know?
Go on fucking vacation. Right. Honestly. Like, right. Go away. The guy that I talked to, there was one night, it was the first night I ever went out with him. Him and his boys bought 25 bottles of Ace of Spades. Those go for $1,500 a bottle.
Really?
Yeah. So that tab is like over $50,000.
Really?
I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And they take it now. So guys that have like watches, like the diamond watches now, they're now waterproof. So now the new thing is guys go to the club, they'll buy a bottle of champagne, they'll shake it.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll film, their boys will film them dumping the champagne on their watch.
The watch.
Just to put on Instagram for 24-hour story. Wow. I'm like, you guys are losers.
What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Yeah. That's this generation. I mean, you know, I don't understand. That's all I can say. I don't understand the generation. I'm feeling like it's so different from what I know.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe that's why my son's so irritated. He says, you don't understand me. But
I mean, not understanding me and not understanding the generation are two different things, because you cannot understand the generation and still know your kid.
Right.
So he's just being.
Yeah, but they do things that are crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and I get it. At 24, it's like it's a very confusing age.
Right.
Like at 24, I was definitely like.
Yeah.
Not.
But he's like so negative. I mean, he says, look, my all the people I know my age, they can't find a job and blah, blah, blah. And they finish school and they have debt and student debt and all that.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but we've had that too. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, so to use it as an excuse not to try is bullshit, you know. So I'm trying to get him to see the light, man.
And he probably won't for years.
Yeah.
Seriously, he probably won't for years. Yeah. And he's not lying. It's really hard to get a job, Sam.
Right.
Like,
right.
It doesn't matter what age you are. I'm 30. I'm still having trouble finding a job.
Right.
It's just because California is so overpopulated.
Right.
There's not the same amount of jobs as there is
not
people.
Enough jobs for people.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
And then they have, like, everything's so expensive. So it's like they raise the price on everything, but yet they're offering not that many jobs for people that live here. Like, so they're overpopulizing their city, and then, like, there's not a high demand for jobs.
But nobody's overpopulating it. People are just moving here. Nobody's asking them to, you
know?
Yeah,
I know, but still.
But I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, the unemployment is not high here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what the unemployment is now. Current unemployment in California, because I don't know in... Hold on. It said California already here. Okay. I'll tell you in a minute. 4.3. See, that's a great unemployment rate. I mean, it's almost at the optimum. The optimum, according to economics, what I learned was 4% is a good unemployment rate. You know, it doesn't create. It means
it's better than 50%. That's what I know.
Yeah, for sure. You know. So what I'm saying is that there are jobs here, but maybe people have to train for new jobs, which or really, you know, not. My advice is don't look at other people and say, oh, none of them are making it. You look at yourself and you go, I'm going to make it despite
the fact that everybody else can. Yeah, and people need to say that, but a lot of people aren't.
I know.
People get discouraged, especially with social media.
But you got to be motivated. Mm-hmm. You know, I think motivation and goals is a very important thing.
It is, you know?
I mean, I remember when, I mean, still to this day, if I want something, you know, only God can stop me. You know, really. And everything, even just spending money, you know.
Right.
If I get something in my mind, I got to buy this, right. I buy this. Nothing changes. But it also helped me in business. It helped me in a lot of things. And it's not something that I consciously do. It's just in my mind is there's no way I'm not getting this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I have that mentality on a lot of things, too. Like, and I also have realized, and I know it kind of might be like not true, but I think when you speak negativity into existence, that negativity really does come into your life. And I am only speaking that because when I was going through like my horrible, horrible, rough patch when I was out here, everything out of my mouth was like your son.
Yeah,
negative. And now I went home for 2 months and I came back. Because then I went from a negative situation to another negative situation. Don't get me wrong, being around my family is great, but not when my parents are in the middle of being separated and it's just like a war zone. So I think being from that and then coming back, I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'm just going to start speaking positivity into existence. Even if it takes like 5 years for something really, really, really great to happen to me, I'm just going to keep saying something great is going to happen to me.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And it isn't that, it's not so much that you put it out there, but you put it in your mind.
Exactly. You know? And then you start to believe it. Like, my life sucks. So then you're like, my life sucks. And you keep saying it over and over and over again. Right. And then all of a sudden your life really does suck. But I'm never going to fall in love. I'm never going to fall in love, so I'm never going to fall in love.
Yeah, so don't think that.
I'm going to fall in love.
Yeah.
My great love's out there somewhere.
Everybody, yeah, everybody does, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're depressed, you got to do something about it. But being negative all the time is not a normal state of being, you know?
No, it's not healthy. So, it's not fun either.
It's not going to take you anywhere. You just give up and you sit down and you lie back and you go, what the fuck, you know? So
exactly,
so much for motivating people, right? We're such motivators here.
Yeah.
Well, whatever works for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say, man. I used to be so negative. My son reminds me every moment of how I used to be before I started getting on medication.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's angry and negative and depressed.
Right.
But I'm telling you, many times it's a chemical thing. And sure enough, he started taking his medication past couple of days.
Right.
Went to work out, to the gym, and able to carry a nice conversation with me and laugh and smile.
Right.
So it works, man. It works, you know. I used to be so fucking miserable for my entire 30s, really.
Damn.
All my 30s, the best fucking time in your life. And
I know. Everyone keeps saying 30s is the best time ever.
30s is really cool because you're not too young and not too old. Yeah. You're sort of like right there. You're putting your life together.
It's like finally, a limbo. You know? Yeah. Like a limbo stage. I just kind of don't. I don't feel bad that I'm 30. I just wish like my
But
life.
Listen, you're at the beginning of your 30s.
Yeah,
okay?
I just turned 30.
Right.
When I turned 31, I'm like, oh.
No, still, you know. I mean, look. You
I'm
got
31
10,
now. I'm almost 40.
You got 10 years. You'll find somebody within a year or two, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm not really concerned about that as much as I want to be successful. Like, I really do. Like, I want to publish my book. I keep saying that, but I haven't done anything about it.
Then there's another thing. You got to start doing things. Write down what you don't even have to write it down. Think, what do you really, really want? What's going to make you happy?
Yeah.
You know, really.
I want to publish my book. I want to write another book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, publish the first one. Talk to Desiree.
Yeah,
please.
I'm going to email. I'm actually going to email her today.
Yeah, I mean,
I got to email.
She would
people.
Be honest with you. You know, if it sucks, she'll tell you it sucks.
I don't think it sucks.
Okay, good. But be prepared.
Might not be
for
her
that.
Taste.
But be prepared, you know?
I mean, I could definitely take criticism for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't think the book sucks.
Okay, good. Yeah. Then she won't tell you that.
Yeah.
Good. How much have you written?
The book is done.
Oh, it is?
It's been sitting on my computer completely done for months, since November.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I've read the book 1,000 times, and every single time I giggle, like, wow, what a good job. But I had
Do you write pretty well, your English and everything?
Yep. Me and my sister both are really, really good writers.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So I know that's something I've always been good at.
Yeah.
And I'm so pissed because I started writing. So basically what I was doing when I was dating this guy in Boston, and I thought he was going to be my husband. Like, first guy in my life where I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. Like, I don't want anybody else after him.
Right.
Met my whole family, blah, blah, blah. I told you the story, right? Right. Then he had sex with me. Before he had sex with me, he goes, I'm going to break your heart into a million pieces. And I was like, LOL. Why are you saying that? He goes, because I'm going to hurt you. And he's like, I really don't want to hurt you.
Why?
And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So we ended up sleeping together. And then he bought me breakfast. I went home. Never saw him again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he was serious.
He was serious. He was still in love with his ex-girlfriend, but didn't know how to tell me that. Mm. And I would have respected him more had he been like, hey, listen, I think you're an awesome girl, but I just am not ready.
Right.
But he didn't say anything to me. He didn't say nothing.
He couldn't be honest with you.
No. So after that, I was devastated. So I would like cry myself to sleep every night just because I literally thought like this was my husband. Like, this is it for me. Wow. I met him when I was 28.
Yeah.
So every single night I would write like a little journal entry. In my book, I had almost a year worth of journal entries, and I gave it to this guy to proofread. He stole it, and I don't know what he's doing with it, because I was going to publish it in a book. They're like little paragraphs.
Right.
So it was going to be like a little, like almost like a poetry book.
You never
book.
Kept it in a computer or
originals? I always handwrite everything.
And no original. Wow.
Yeah, he stole the whole thing, and they were good. My friend read all of them and was like, you sound like Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. And I wanted to publish it and call it blah, blah. I'm actually not gonna say it on the radio, because what if someone hears it and steals my idea?
Yeah.
But it was a clever title for my book. It was just very short. It was gonna be like one of those things that someone could pick up and read in an entire day, you know, like one of those books, you know. Stole the whole thing, so I'm a little like skeptical, like that's just been on my computer because I don't know who I can give
right,
it to.
Right. That's why you got to talk to people that know.
Yeah.
And that's, listen, that's the only way to do it. Is talk to people that do this shit every day.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why Desiree said I could send her a chapter. So I'm going to put that on my list of things to do today.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Because if I get on the show, it won't air for like 6 months. Uh-huh. So I'm hoping that by the time it airs, I can have my book ready. So on that first episode, when I get 500,000 more followers, I can be like, hey, buy my book.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also remember, it's not a sure thing, you know.
The book. Yeah,
the book is not sure thing.
I can always self-publish.
Yeah,
but
no,
I don't
that's
want
not
to.
The point. The point is getting people to read it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
buy it.
Yeah,
that's the hard
part.
Well,
I originally published the book in 2012, and it was trash.
Right.
Like, it was just like not edited, nothing, and I made a lot of sales.
Really?
And I posted about it one time.
Yeah.
And I was charging like...
Yeah, if you do have a big following, I'm sure you could sell quite a bit.
But I want it to not be just my following. I want people to like be like on Amazon and it pops up and they're like, ooh, what book is this?
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, so make sure you write a good book and you market it well.
Yeah.
You really have to, you know? I mean, everything you do, you have to market and sell because nobody's going to do it for you anymore.
Yeah, nobody, you know? Nobody, nobody.
You
got
to do it yourself. There's too much competition. Everybody's trying to succeed in their own way, and nobody has patience for anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
You go do your thing, I'll do my thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit and complain, you know, it's not going to get you anywhere, you know? It's just a terrible thing to do.
Sam, what is that?
I used to do. What?
On
like a
arm.
Scratch? Is that a scratch?
No, it's not raised or anything, but it's red. It's been there since yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. It's like a little red mark, but it looks like a scratch.
No.
Maybe you bumped on something.
I know. It's freaking me out, though. You know I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
And it's already been 24 hours. So I'm like, why is it still here? Usually that scratches are gone.
It's not from a dog or anything?
No, I don't think so. I don't have a cat.
I know, but maybe you've been around one.
No. I'm like, what? No.
I have two tooth marks here. I did for a couple of days from the cat.
Yeah, that's the one thing about cats I can't stand. They'll be like cuddly and all of a sudden they'll just be like...
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Well, not that, but he's playing, you know, and the teeth is part of their how they grab things.
Nope, not into it.
I know. I'm like, stop this, you know. I try to.
You should bring the cat in here.
Yeah.
for a day. Bring your cat to work day.
Yeah, that's true. They're so funny. I mean, when he gets bored, he's full of energy and gets bored from sleeping and shit.
Right.
So he starts running around the house, bumping off the walls, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So more people are coming to see the apartment this afternoon. I just haven't really been feeling anybody.
Yeah.
But I can't be picky because it's almost August 1st. Can you believe it's already almost August 1st? Like, it's just mind-blowing to me how time is flying by.
It really is, man. It really is. A year is not what it used to be.
No. No.
But I know why. I mean, it's because as you grow older, a year becomes a smaller fraction of your life. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a smaller, like relatively smaller than it was the previous year. Because think about it. When you're like, let's say 10 years old, okay?
Right.
A year is a tenth of your life. When you're 50, a year is a 50th of your life. It doesn't seem like as long. You know what I'm saying?
And that was a little confusing. Why? It went over my head.
Why?
I don't know. Just like, I'm like, what? But no, it's true, because when I was a kid, time didn't seem to go by as fast as it does now that I'm like 30. Even after 21, I feel like I turned 21, and ever since I turned 21, every year has just been like a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Like so fast. I'm like, whoa, I'm already turning 29.
I know.
That's crazy. I was just 21 yesterday.
I know. Well, what can you do, you know?
Nothing. There's absolutely nothing you can do except enjoy it and not be negative.
Exactly. Right? Don't be negative at all, man. Not negative. And try not to fly too many planes, because you know what? Another plane had an emergency landing.
But for what?
The plane just dropped.
Oh, no. It's because the guy was smoking vape.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the one with the pilot smoking vape?
I see the headlines, but I didn't read this one. This is a Ryanair, and apparently, bleeding ears, headaches, blah, blah, blah. You know, experienced in-flight depressurization. And, the guy says there that everybody just sat there quiet. Nobody said anything, you know. Sort of like they probably expected to die, you know.
Oh, my God.
Just think about it. When you're about to die, you think you would be screaming? Not if you had a realization that you're just going to die.
Oh, my God. That's awful. I would be screaming the entire, like, from beginning to end. Till my very last dying moment, I'd be screaming.
Yeah.
Like, in disbelief. Like, this is not happening right now.
Yeah.
That's got to be so horrifying to die that way. And it's got to be, like, a split. Like, I wonder if it lasts long or it's really quick. Mm.
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. If it starts falling off the sky, it's not short. It's going to take a couple minutes. You know?
Maybe you'll like pass out.
But you would. Because, I mean, look, just a little drop here made people's noses bleed and ears bleed and shit like that, you know.
Right.
So maybe, I'm sure people, I don't know what would happen if there was such a quick depressurization.
Mm-hmm.
But or such a descent, you know, because the pressure outside is like so strong that I don't know. I need to read up on this. What would happen if a plane dropped 30,000 feet? At what point you'd fucking explode before you hit the ground?
Because most likely you're at 36, right? So that means you dropped the entire length of like how long it took you to get up.
Right.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
10,000 feet by itself is horrifying.
10,000 is nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing, but it's still horrifying. No,
oh yeah, that's where I was when I almost crashed. But planes go up to 30,000.
I hate flying. I hate even talking about it. I literally hate talking
about it. Yeah, I know, man.
Like my friend's like, I can't wait to fly to California on Thursday. And I'm like, I would be dreading it. Like, there's no better feeling than landing at your destination and be like, yes, I got here. But that whole dramatic, even packing gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, gives me full-blown anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I keep thinking, if I don't fly, I'm not going to get very far in my trips. So I'm going to have to fly. But take short flights, you know, not long ones.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, at that point, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
It is.
Long flight or short flight.
It is. And that's what I was saying also, you know, whether you're scared, not scared, in shock, it doesn't matter. You're going to be gone in a few seconds.
Exactly, yeah.
So it really is all meaningless. And that's why we're, I think we are being ridiculous, both of us, sort of like apprehensive about getting on planes lately.
And I wish I didn't have that fear because there's so many places I want to see.
Yeah.
And I've watched like a bunch of movies over the weekend and there's just so many pretty locations that I've like, oh, would yeah. love to witness in person. Like I'd love to go to Rome and throw a coin in the fountain.
Yeah.
Maybe some of my wishes will come true. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like on my bucket list of things to
do. Europe is beautiful. You really should go. I mean, just take some Xanax or something or Ambien and just fall asleep for,
doesn't work for me.
12 hours. No?
No. Mm-mm.
Even if you take a lot of them?
You know what works for me on a flight? Oxycodone. Horrible
really?
To say, but knocks me out.
Really?
Xanax doesn't work. Ambien doesn't work.
Okay.
Benadryl
take
doesn't
that.
Work.
Whatever.
It's very, I've very, very hard to get Oxycodone.
I know, but still you could get one or two.
Yeah.
You know?
My roommate just went to Europe, and he said that him and his cousin were on the train, and they had, like, some girls, like, asking them for directions, and they're like, hey, yeah, like, we don't know. But as they were talking to them, they had, like, it's like a setup. So half the crew is, like, distracting them, as uh-huh. the other half of the crew opened their backpack and stole all their money out.
Wow.
Over $800.
Wow.
So
wow,
I'm like, okay, needless to say,
them.
When I go to Europe, I'm going to be, like...
Don't talk to anybody.
I'm going to be, like, holding my backpack in the front, like, clutching onto it.
Yeah. And Europe is considerably safer than other places. I mean, you go to South America, you know, there's... poverty and stuff, people steal.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said they waited. They asked him questions to see if they were American.
Yeah.
And then they waited, and once they realized that they were tourists, they were like, gold mine.
Yeah, right.
Well, first of all, why do you have cash on you?
And why do you have it in your bag?
Yeah, like, what the hell? Put it in your wallet in your pocket.
Who
but
puts
even at that,
money in the bag, you know?
Not me.
Who puts anything other than clothes in a fucking bag?
I never, ever have cash on me.
Yeah.
Like, ever have cash on me. It's like a very rare occasion. Because I always lose it. I'm the queen of losing cash.
Right. But if you travel abroad, you don't want to pull out your card all the time, do you?
No.
I don't know.
I would rather. Yeah. I feel more safe swiping my card.
Yeah. Actually, why not?
Yeah.
I guess these days you can
do
it there.
Yeah.
Just like you can do it here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I like cash, you know. Also, because, I mean, I don't want every little thing I do to be recorded in the bank account. What for? You know, you go to McDonald's or something. Why
right.
do I need to start reconciling those items if you reconcile your bank account and all this shit?
Right.
You know? But, yeah, it just creates a lot of microtransactions there that, but I guess who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. You know that some places still don't have parking meters that take credit cards.
That's so weird to me.
Right?
Everywhere in Los Angeles, you can stick your credit card
well,
in.
Except where I went the other day.
Oh, really?
And they didn't have it. They had very old ones.
It's like, what do you even do? I get so
right.
confused. I'm like, wait, what?
So I had to find some quarters.
I never have quarters on me because usually when like I'm at a Starbucks or something and they're like, do you want change back? I just put it in.
You
like,
just put it in their thing.
Yeah, because you feel like a dick when you don't.
No, not really.
I do.
I mean, I often put it there, but sometimes... I figure, hey, there's three quarters in here. I could use.
Yeah,
them
I know. Sometimes I'd be thinking
parking.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. Like when it's like 4:25, I'm like, that's like an hour and 15 minutes in a parking meter. I think I'm gonna keep this. But today, like, I got a coffee and there was 50 cents back, and I was like, oh, here. Here you go.
They don't fucking appreciate it.
No,
anyway,
we might have
know?
To split it between all of them. They're really yeah. making like a dollar.
Right.
Horrible. And Starbucks is a lot of work. If you like think about what
it
they have
is.
To do to make drinks, it's like a lot of work.
It is. And they encourage you to custom order what you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, the employees
like,
have
can
to
I
eat
have,
that shit.
Yeah. They're like, can I get a venti hot mocha latte with 2 extra pumps of white mocha, 1 extra espresso
oh,
shot,
God. I would fucking punch him in the face, throw him out the door.
Oh, there was literally someone in front of me like that today. And I was like, it's really not that deep.
Yeah.
It's not that
it's deep. It's just fucking coffee, man.
And how many times did you have to try that order before you realize this is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's exactly 3 pumps of white mocha.
Yeah.
And 2 shots of espresso.
And who told you about this drink in the first place?
It's just ridiculous.
It is, you know? I mean, people are like fucking unbelievable.
When I was at Starbucks, there was a guy. You know how some parents have the baby holder?
Mm-hmm.
They strap it on like a backpack
yeah,
with the babies
yeah.
in the front?
Uh-huh.
Somebody had that with their golden retriever puppy.
Really?
And I was like, this is the best thing I've seen all day. And the puppy was sleeping. It was the cutest thing ever. I was like, this is me in 5 years when I don't have my own kids.
No, don't. That's fucking weird.
I think it's so cute. So cute.
I don't know, man. What would you think of a woman who is like in her early 50s, never married, never had a kid? Would you think something's wrong with that, or is it okay?
If she's what?
If she's, I'm saying, like, should we, like, really wonder? I mean, I'm sure people probably wonder all the time, you know.
Right.
Is she married, not married? Why has she not been married?
Right.
Had kids in so many years. Something must be wrong with her, right?
I mean, sometimes I think that, like, we had a guest a few weeks ago who said that she's never had kids and...
And also never married, right?
Yeah, and I was like, that's true.
But she did look a little weird, didn't she?
Oh my God.
I don't even remember who it was, but okay. Yeah, no, I do remember.
No, I think, I don't know. For me, I'm like, that would make me sad. Like, sometimes I think about it and I get like petrified.
But not sadness. I mean, would you pursue her if you're a guy or?
Probably.
Or is it like a warning sign? Or
I don't know, because I think there's okay? also single men around that age that also have never had kids and never been married.
But that would be weird too, I think.
But think about it. If those two people meet, they can be weird together.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I personally, if I met an older guy who was never married, never had kids, I would be like, why?
Yeah.
Especially a man. I feel like men at least get married once before they realize, all right, I need
to divorce. Yeah, either that. And especially if you'd been married already, you got kids. You look at a man in his 50s and you wonder, why has he not been married?
Right.
Now, not that everybody has to, but these are the norms. So when, you know, most people do, they may not necessarily stay married, but they had been married at one point in their life. So I'm not just saying about women, but about men too, you know. So I'm wondering if there's not something amiss with someone like that.
I don't know. But on that note of marriage, would you ever marry someone to help them get a green card?
That doesn't have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but only if you... Well, look, let me say that with a caveat there, okay, with... Be careful, because people will marry you because they want to get a credit card, a green card, and then they might just use you and leave, you know. And
what if it was like an open discussion, like you guys knew you were getting married just for that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then you don't expect much, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that, but all I'm saying is,
I feel like I would want to get paid.
Yeah, but like, that's
the
thing.
You need to give me like
$10,000. And people do that all the time, but it's not legal.
No, it's not. But neither is just marrying someone to help them get their green card.
Right.
So why not add a little bit of payment in
No,
there?
That's true. But I thought you meant to ask me if I would do it if I loved them or something.
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
I mean, if you love them, then absolutely.
Then,
be with them.
Then I would,
yeah. for sure. No
oh,
question.
No, I would not do it just for that.
Oh, no.
No.
I would.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
But how long does it take to get a green card? So if you marry them today on
couple
a Monday.
Years.
So you have to stay married to them for a couple years?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Monday?
Yeah.
What, do you think you get it right away? You have to earn living here and be the permanent resident.
Oh, no.
So it's 2 to 3 years at least.
No. No.
And you have to live together and be together because they're going to check. They go to your neighbors. They find out. They know.
Wow.
They're not stupid.
Yeah. I was gonna help a friend
so
out.
So many people do that, you know?
Yeah. I was going to help a friend out, but I honestly, it's
no,
3 years is
it.
Too long, and I'm deaf never living with you.
Don't do it, man, because it's not legal. So you heard it here. Why would you want that just for a little bit of money, you know? Then go do something else that's illegal. That
yeah, right.
Won't tie you down
Sell
for 3 years.
Yeah. Sell some drugs. Sell some marijuana.
So, yeah, be careful because people do look for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And guys will take advantage of you and stuff. So if you're with a foreigner, yeah, be twice as guarded, I think.
Right.
With someone who doesn't have papers, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, okay, now what do you think about this one? There's a company called WeWork, right? And they, I think, ran out like offices and shit. But it's a big,
I've been in one before. Company,
and they're banning meat from their company.
Like, so what do you mean?
You can't, the employees can't eat meat while they're there.
That's weird. So they can't have like a chicken Caesar salad?
And they won't, and the employees can only eat at vegan restaurants while traveling. If they wanted to be reimbursed. So they're not going to reimburse you for a business trip if you ate hamburger or something.
On the trip?
Yeah.
That's insanity to me. Yeah. That's so stupid.
Right?
And how can they legally do that? That's not fair. That's discriminating against people that like to eat meat.
Not really, because it's not like a group that is... I think it's outrageous. I would fucking tell him, go fuck yourself. You're going to tell me what to eat now?
Right.
You know, yeah, because he's conscious of cows and animals and shit. I mean, what the fuck is that?
Right.
You know, so, that's what we're seeing. A lot of people that are like holier than thou, everything becomes like not okay to do.
Right.
You know?
Mm-mm.
What the fuck, man? So, yeah. Would you ever work at a co-working place like they do? I guess you rent like office space and there's people around you also doing the same thing, renting office. So you're sharing like office.
I've been in one before. It's just
it's like being in a company though with a lot of employees. I mean, what do you care?
But it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, is everybody self-employed there and just needs a workspace? Yeah, go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because I imagine you have to pay rent to.
Yeah, they're saying like $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the point? Because work at your apartment.
If you need to see clients and shit like that, you know, people have the kinds of jobs, I guess, or companies where they have to meet people. But it sucks to work at home, man. I don't recommend it.
I don't mind it.
It's great to leave, to get out of the house, leave, see people, see different environments, you know. I don't know. I mean, look, it always sounds good to work at home, but I'm telling you, most people that do it will tell you it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Mm.
You know, you got to get up in the morning, go somewhere. Otherwise, you're not motivated, you know. You don't have like. You're like, oh, I'll do this later. I'll do this now.
Yeah, I will say there's probably a lot of procrastination when it comes to working at home.
Yeah.
And a lot of distractions.
Lots of distractions. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you can't eat meat anymore.
So stupid.
Yeah. There's a shortage of airline pilots. You don't want to become a pilot?
No.
We just got done talking about planes. Yeah, I'm like,
that would be a no.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why? People just don't want to fly anymore?
I don't know what it is. The demand is increased because there's more, like the smaller airlines and stuff, you know? And, I don't know. You know, I guess the pay was dropping and everything, you know?
I don't think the pay should ever drop on a job like that.
Yeah.
Because that's like an intense job.
Some of them are making like $300,000 a year, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But think about it, you know. But it used to be like such a glamorous thing to be a pilot.
Yeah.
The same now, it's not anymore.
I think it still should be. Once that pilot gets me to wherever I'm going safely, I'm like, I love you.
Yeah, right?
I love you so much.
Yeah, well, you put your life in their hands.
Literally.
You know?
Literally.
So I think they deserve twice as much.
Yeah, I think so too. Whatever pay they're getting, they deserve. And the more pay they get, the more seriously they take their job.
Right.
You know, because they want that paycheck.
Yeah, I know. As opposed to some entertainer or athlete that makes fucking millions a year for what?
So literally just so we could be like, oh my God, basketball game at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, there are heroes and there are heroes.
Some heroes don't wear capes either.
Yeah. Oh.
They wear pilot badges.
That's funny. And finally, I guess Elon Musk of the Tesla legend here, I guess got pissed because, you know, when they were saving the children, the soccer players in Thailand last week and the week before, I guess one of the cavers that's what they call him, said that Elon Musk offered to make, like, to send a small submarine to help them, right?
Right.
So this caver says it's all bullshit, you know? Don't believe this. So Elon Musk got pissed and called him a pedophile.
Who's a pedophile?
He called the caver that, you know?
The coach, right?
No, not the coach. This was one of the guys that were saving the people.
Oh, saving the people.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he said the submarine would be a bullshit idea. And Elon Musk got irritated. So he tweeted, you know, about this guy being a pedophile. And now the guy is like, I'm going to sue him for defamation and shit.
As he can, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's got so much money. He's
That's
probably
not
like,
defamation because, you know, it's not like Elon Musk goes... would go, oh, this is the reality and here's the evidence and stuff. He just called him that. It's like calling someone a son of a bitch or something.
But when you're somebody in power like you are Elon Musk,
right?
That word is like people believe you.
I don't know.
I mean, I would never. I wouldn't do it, but I mean, I will say he probably has a case just because so many people saw that tweet.
Yeah, it's just a tweet, though. It's just one person's opinion.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe you're right. What do I know?
Yeah, what do I know, though? I don't really know.
The guy's going to pursue it because there's deep pockets.
Yeah,
there.
That's exactly why he's doing it. He doesn't care that he called him a pedophile. He was like, oh, my God, this is my golden ticket.
Right.
That's exactly
Elon
what he's thinking.
Elon Musk, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like with, what's her name, Stormy Daniels. Same thing, you know? Could make a lot of money. All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. Thank you all for joining us. Tomorrow we have a guest.
Woo woo.
So that should be cool. And what else?
That's
else?
It.
That's it, folks.
I'm going to go train with my trainer who makes me want to like die every time I go there.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
That helps keep you in shape, right?
Yep.
You like it. It's all that matters.
I'm really concerned about my arm, though.
Well, we'll see tomorrow. Everybody go out there, make it a great day, great week, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.